Mix 94.7 KMCH. Here we are, 8:11 on a Tuesday. It's cloudy out there, but let's brighten your day a little bit. We got Letitia Timmerman with us. How are you this morning, Letitia?
Doing great. How are you, Justin?
I'm good. Did I pronounce it right? We practiced a lot before you got here.
Yes, you did great.
And then the hardest one to pronounce, Katie. Did I do that one right, too?
You got it.
Katie Edgington along with us here from Good Neighbors Society. How are you guys this Tuesday morning?
Very well.
Good. Good. Well, what do you got for me today? What are we talking about today?
Well, we just wanted to tell the greater community about what we have going on at the Good Neighbor Society. We have been working on a fundraising project for a new vehicle for our campus. With our growing population of independent and assisted living populations, we've identified a greater need for more comfortable, reliable transportation, something more conducive for longer trips. And after doing quite a bit of research on various options, we determined that a customized Sprinter van would best meet our needs for that.
Okay, so with that, what will the new van do besides taking people, you know, like to appointments and stuff like that? Or
so. This would not be a daily vehicle for appointments. We do have kind of a little fleet of vehicles.
Okay.
We use some minivans for the daily transports to and from our appointments. But this van would be more utilized for our independent and assisted living. We just recognize, Justin, that the residents and tenants, make sure that they remain closely connected with their communities, and they just love staying active. Both recreation departments and the buildings, both at the Good Neighbor Home and at the Meadows, we do a lot of outings and bus trips. Some of the most recent trips from the Meadows Assisted Living have included the John Deere Museums in Waterloo, the Riverboat Cruise, Cedar Valley Arboretum. We've toured the Kendrick Forest Products. And just last week, we visited the Promised Land Winery in Guttenberg. It was a beautiful day to be out and about. But what we find is that these longer outings, the current bus that we have, is not as comfortable for these longer trips. So, we like to do some scenic country bus rides and allowing the tenants opportunities to watch the field work and enjoy the changing seasons. And our current bus, like, it is upfitted. We do have wheelchairs on our current bus and a lift, but this new vehicle will be a more comfortable ride, like I mentioned, for longer trips and outings, less bumpy. And we just feel that securing this vehicle will enable both the Meadows and the Good Neighbor Home to have their own primary vehicle, which will allow even more opportunities to facilitate outings with greater comfortability and reliability.
So, Katie, I have to ask you, you guys just go like on Facebook Marketplace, on eBay, where do you find a van that would work for you guys?
Well, we did a lot of research and determined that we thought that a passenger Sprinter van was going to be the best option for us. However, they are extremely difficult to find right now, of course, due to parts shortages. So we had a lot of different contacts searching and looking for us in the greater Midwest area. We actually ended up having a friend come through for us that worked at a dealership in the Quad Cities and found this vehicle. It was extra long. It already had large windows on both sides, which was perfect for us. It had a rear air conditioner unit already, which are both rare to find. So we jumped on it right away.
So now, okay, you find it. You're working on the campaign. Now what happens?
Yeah, so it turns out that finding the vehicle ended up just being the beginning of this whole entire process. After securing the van, we quickly initiated a fundraising plan, and that's titled Smiles for Miles. And then simultaneously, we started researching some companies that do handicap accessible upfitting, you know, to customize the van into the perfect fit for us. Okay. So when we got the van, it's just a shell. Like, there is no seating or anything in the back. There's just the two driver seats in the front. And we ended up researching some different companies that do this. And then we obtained some quotes. And ultimately, we elected to choose A&J Mobility out of Wisconsin. They have been fabulous to work with, and they're going to be doing the upfitting for all of those necessary accessories like the seating, the customized flooring, the lift, and the wheelchair accessibility.
Okay, so you've mentioned the work that's going to go into it. Obviously, that costs money. So let's talk about how the fundraiser is going so far.
Well, we're so fortunate at the Good Neighbor Society. We have so much community support. You know, one thing that makes us different from other retirement communities in our area is we're not for profit. We're independently owned. We have more of that freedom to be consumer focused, and we're driven by providing compassionate Christian care. And our community recognizes that. We're so we've had a lot of support for this project already. You know, we want to express the gratitude for those who have already donated. A lot of our assisted living tenants and their families, past and present, have donated to our project so far. We have raised over $48,000, and our goal is $60,000. So we're well on our way. We decided now would be a good time to open it up to the broader community, because it's just a really good way for anyone to show support for the Good Neighbor Society. And honor those who have benefited from our services, either now or in the past.
So now, Letitia, if somebody listening says, hey, I'd like to help out, I want to be a part of it, how do they do that?
First of all, we would greatly appreciate your consideration for any donations. They can drop off any donations to the Meadows Assisted Living, or they could mail it to the Meadows Assisted Living at 200 McCarran Drive. We also have a link on our website, and that our website is goodneighborsociety.org. So you can just go to that website. There'll be a little link on there, and it's titled Donation Resources for Smiles for Miles. And feel free to call us anytime with any questions that you may have, or if you want additional information about the project or to donate.
When is like the target goal? Like, we want to have this thing, hopefully, if we can get it on the road by when?
Well, we're working on it right now. We have the van in our possession, and all the parts are ordered. So we are hopeful that the parts will be here yet late this week. We have some generous board members who have volunteered to drive it up to Wisconsin for us. And then the upfitting will take about 10 days. So we're hoping to get maybe a couple trips yet this fall with our new van if we can.
Yeah, maybe do some Christmas lights or something like that.
Absolutely.
Come wintertime. Yeah,
for sure.
Letitia, one more time. If somebody wants to donate, has any questions, where would you direct them to go?
To call us, feel free to call us at 563-927-6467. They can ask for Katie or myself. They can drop off any donations to 200 McCarran Drive here in Manchester. And there's also the website with more information, goodneighborsociety.org.
Anything we didn't cover, ladies? We want to make sure we get out to the good, caring, listening folk today.
I don't think so. We just thank the community for their support, as always.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. You guys do good work over there, too. So, and with construction easing up, it's easier to get in and out now, too. You'll be able to get a bus in and out of there soon.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah, thanks to all of the road crews working on that project in the city of Manchester. We're going to have a more comfortable ride and a comfortable stretch on that east end of town.
Yeah. Absolutely. You won't have to replace the shocks after the first year.
Right.
Katie and Letitia from the Good Neighbor Society in the Meadows, thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a break. When we return, Tim Vick will join us. We hope you'll stick around, too.